From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Robert Siegel.
And I'm Michelle Norris. Microsoft has sold the online magazine Slate to a very old-school media company, The Washington Post. The price has not been disclosed, but the Post sees great opportunities in acquiring one of the web's best-known magazines. Here's NPR's David Folkenflik.
Microsoft launched Slate in 1996 with a lot of fanfare. It was the same year that the software giant joined forces with NBC to create a website and a cable news channel. The web was to be the place that inspired the freshest form of journalism. 8 years later, Microsoft has become lukewarm about cable channel MSNBC. And Slate claims only two profitable quarters. Microsoft has been an indulgent patron, but there's never been any great push to find advertising specifically for Slate. And that's meant limited resources. Talented writers have been lured away by The New York Times, The New Yorker, and The Washington Post. Mark Glazer is a columnist for the Online Journalism Review who has followed Slate's fortunes.
Microsoft has had pretty mixed success when it comes to being a content company. Slate was part of an old strategy, so it made a lot of sense for them to sell Slate.
There already were connections between The Washington Post company and Microsoft. The Post owns Newsweek magazine. Reporters for both Newsweek and The Post are featured regularly on MSNBC under an arrangement. Now The Post will own Slate outright. How different are The Washington Post and Slate magazine? The Post's executive editor, Leonard Downey Jr., famously refuses to vote because he doesn't want to have allegiances to any public figure. Slate's entire staff, down to the copy editors, revealed their votes before last month's presidential elections. It was carried by a landslide. But Slate and The Post say they are a perfect match. Cliff Sloan, general counsel for the Washington Post Company's interactive division, will become Slate's new publisher.
We love Slate for what it is. That's why we're thrilled about getting it. The different publications should follow their own editorial decisions and practices. It's not one size fits all. It's not imposed from on top.
As if to prove the point, Slate media critic Jack Schaefer rapped The Post just this morning for using flimsy statistics to hype a series on murdered mothers. Schaefer says he was aware of the pending sale when he posted the column. But it is that kind of edgy and timely political and cultural criticism that have helped Slate make its mark. Editor Jacob Weisberg joined Slate a few months after its start in 1996. He says it's important for Slate to be profitable.
Part of what we're trying to do is prove the viability of online journalism, to show that it not only can be done, but makes a lot of sense to do the kind of magazine we do online.
Glazer, the online columnist, says the Post's decision to buy Slate is a stamp of approval for web-based journalism.
I think for the Washington Post company to invest basically online, it's showing that mainstream media and newspapers in general really realize that online is becoming a huge part of their business.
The magazine has attracted a loyal following, and it's the kind of upscale and well-educated readership that is appealing to advertisers. Slate is the first major web magazine to migrate inside the fold of the traditional media. There are no printing presses or big newsrooms. Instead, it relies on a web hosting service and small satellite offices scattered across the country. The Redmond office will shut down, but most of the staff will stay in place. The Post promises to take the long view on turning a profit, and Slate will still be distributed through Microsoft's MSN website. The partnership with NPR that produces the talk show Day to Day will also continue. David Folkenflik, NPR News, Washington.